1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Impossible is one of the words Donald Trump's lawyers use on their inability to get enough cash to post bond for his appeal of the financial fraud civil judgment in New York. It's due a week from today, $464 million. Mr. Trump wants a lower bond. Biden administration officials now publicly urging Israel not to send ground troops into southern Gaza, fearing more bloodshed and international condemnation. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The president told the prime minister again today that we share the goal of defeating Hamas, but we just believe you need a coherent and sustainable strategy to make that happen.
A few weeks ahead of its appearance in stores, the first non-prescription birth control pill, brand name Opill, is now available online. EPA announcing a comprehensive ban on the last remaining type of asbestos that's allowed in some products like gaskets and brake pads, asbestos a known causer of cancer. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling on Republicans to release $15 million to help stabilize healthcare access in western Wisconsin. Evers signed a bill earlier this month to send emergency funding to the area after both HSHS and Previa Health announced they would close several hospitals. That emergency funding is still tied up in the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. They say that the money should only be used for emergency hospital services. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here. Today on the big program, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Journalist John Harwood had an interesting tweet talking about, you know, how the mainstream media is, well, in his estimation, incorrectly covering this election cycle. And his tweet was great. He said, "Voters don't want this is the wrong frame. First, it's incorrect. Voters could have chosen other nominees and didn't. Second," he said, "half, you know what, backsided, do you like these two politicians? Poll question doesn't yield useful information." He said the nominees are night and day different. Cover the difference. And this is the part where this isn't sexy. Covering the difference, the policy. Do we want to talk about policy in this country? Do we want to accurately report what each side, red hat, blue hat, Trump, Biden, do we really want to know what they think? Or is it better to go, you know, Joe Biden's old? Well, so's Donald Trump. Do we want to just, you know, be force-fed the horse race? Or do we want to talk about what each of these two are going to do? What the parties are moving toward? What values? What vision? And for me, as a policy person, I want to know how you're going to make my life better. I want to know how you're going to make the lives of working people and their children. How you're going to make that better. We saw Donald Trump during his 4 years do nothing for working people. A lot for corporate America. The tax cut did really well for them. I know I know working people got a nibble, but that goes away. That sunsets. Corporate America did really well. And he's promised to go even further in the next term. He's promised to weaponize government against clean air and water and all of the things that I think we want and need. So for me, this is a unique opportunity. We're not going to spend the summer, you know, fighting over who's going to be the nominee. You know, there's not going to be that horse race. And instead of being force-fed the horse race of, you know, who can stutter the most or who stumbles over words or who's cognitively, you know, not there, how about we talk about policies? Because understand, you know, the president is one guy of the apparatus. The parties, the vision of the parties that each of them have, I think is just as important. And as the head of those parties, Biden and Trump, the head of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, they have, I hope, both have a vision of what the future looks like. Now, remember, 2020, the Republicans did not have a platform. Nothing. They, you know, before every convention, the party puts out, these are our values. This is our agenda. This is what we want to do. The Republicans just said, nah, whatever he wants, whatever dear leader wants. And I doubt they're going to come out with one now that Laura Trump is the co-chair of the RNC. I doubt that there'll be a values statement then, other than we're going to pay back. We're going to go get all retribution. So, you know, for me, the idea of, okay, we got two old guys. We got what we wanted. We wanted the rematch. Republicans could have made a different choice. A Democrat could have come up and you could have run. You could have voted for Dean Phillips. It's Biden, it's Trump. Those are our choices. Now you're going to get a lot of, there's a third party. No. One of those two guys is going to be president in 2025. January 20th, 2025, one of those two guys is going to put their hand on the Bible. Going to swear that they're going to uphold and defend the Constitution and also to move the country and defend the Constitution, which general welfare, all of the we the people, that kind of stuff. So I thought it was interesting, you know, that maybe we talk about just a little bit the differences between the two of them. On, let's say infrastructure. Trump ran on going to rebuild infrastructure. In fact, I remember him talking about a $3 trillion plan, never materialized, never put any muscle behind it. Had Infrastructure Week a lot. Had lots of cartoon photographs and lots of PR stunts. No actual work that got done. Biden actually passed an infrastructure bill. We're rebuilding infrastructure. We're investing in the future. So do we want words or do we want action? I prefer action. On the manufacturing front, Trump, same thing. Manufacturing week. We're going to have all this manufacturing return. Don't move, people of Lordstown. The GM plant there will stay. Well, it went belly up. Trump talked a lot about manufacturing. Did we reshore manufacturing? No. Biden actually had a policy to bring jobs back. And we're doing that. Labor rights, workers. If you can't see the difference between the two, you got one guy who marched on a picket line and supported workers with a Department of Labor secretary and a National Labor Relations head that actually cares about working people. Or you've got the Trump side, who the head of the Department of Labor was a corporate attorney who attacked labor. An NLRB that did everything they can do to just to make sure that nobody brings cases before them because nothing but bad stuff would happen. And you can go down the list. Health security. Yeah. They had a great plan. They were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Said they had a great plan. Never saw it. Never heard anything about it. Retirement security. You had Trump on Monday morning say that he's all in favor. We're gonna cut Social Security. And this is where, again, we should have a media that says, hey, wait a second, that's a difference. This is maybe a reason that you vote one way or the other. Bodily autonomy. Trump has said, look, I'm the guy who overturned Roe versus Wade. Biden saying, hey, women should have the ability to make their own choices. We are in a moment where the differences could not be more different. And John Harwood hits on this perfectly. cover the differences, cover the policies and the policy choices, because ultimately that's what we want. I know the pie fight is all fun. I know the horse race, the team sports stuff. Yeah, that gets people riled up. But you know what makes people's lives better? Actual policy. Actually getting things done, which our Republican friends have made it very clear. They're not interested in making people's lives better. They're not interested in policy. You know, I was just thinking about the Rick Scott, the last policy piece that we saw come out of Republicans was the Rick Scott 11-point plan. You know, one of them was, we're going to have children say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, but we're not going to get them a school lunch. and it just got worse from there. We're going to sunset all government policies and all bills, everything, every 5 years. So Social Security and Medicare, maybe it gets reauthorized, maybe it doesn't. These are their policy chops. This is the stuff that they want us to vote for them. Now remember, no platform in 2020, no policy chops to speak of, the most do-nothing Congress in the history of our country just about. Not even messaging bills. Not even that these are our values kind of bills. So for me, this election is pretty simple. Should be really simple. The guy who does have a vision, and Biden laid that out in the State of the Union, that things are getting done, we are moving in a positive direction, that we're working. As opposed to the Republicans who tell us government can't do anything, and then go out and prove us that government can't do anything by breaking everything. So for me, this is one of those things, and this is where Harwood doesn't understand, that you know the media is not going to cover the differences. They're going to cover the horse race because the Republicans, there's nothing to talk about. If you were to report honestly, you'd say, well, Republicans have nothing. But they're not going to do that. So we're going to get stuck with Biden's old. And all of the, someone tripped on the carpet. You ready for it? Quick break, right back. When we come back, Alex Lawson's going to be here from Social Security Works talking about a difference between the two and the two parties. Back after this.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors, the American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So Monday morning, Donald Trump was on Squawk Box, up early for the Squawk Box, and said the quiet part out loud. Yeah, he wants to cut Social Security. And now, what the weird thing is this is a guy who's always walked the line, always, you know, told old people what they wanted to hear, that, oh no, we're not going to do that. And interestingly enough, on the day that Biden comes out with his budget that says, hey, we're going to expand benefits, Trump is saying now, well, we're going to cut. Here to share some thoughts on what that cut could be. Why now? I've asked our good friend Alex Lawson to come talk with us. Alex is the executive director of Social Security Works, our website, socialsecurityworks.org. Alex, thanks for taking time for us.
Always, Rick. And it is a news-filled morning for me. So I'd love to dive right into that, although I think you covered the reason that he was asked on Squawk Box is because President Biden was releasing his budget today. And so it's in the news. And I think I think your lead-in of saying it was 6 a.m., I think Trump accidentally told the truth, which is what happens with politicians when they're lying all the time, right? We've said, I've said on here with you, and you know, when Trump was president, he cut Social Security. He proposed cuts to Social Security every single budget that he put out. It's just he knows that, you know, when he gets on TV, he's supposed to lie and not say that part. But because it was Squawk Box, so he's talking to money people, and it was so early in the morning, he just said it. You know, he said, yeah, there's a lot we can do with cuts. And he always previously has like left himself some word soup enough that he could say, oh, that's not what I meant. But there's no way around the way the question was asked. You know, what about entitlements? And then he named them Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So we know exactly what he's talking about. And then Trump's response directly on entitlements, there's lots we can do on cuts. No way around that, right? That's what Donald Trump, and it's sort of obvious to me, but I hope it's obvious to more people now. This is where the Republicans are. They want to cut Social Security benefits so they can give tax handouts to their billionaire paymasters. And the Democrats want to tax billionaires and protect Social Security from all cuts and actually expand benefits. That choice is incredibly clear.
But the weird thing is, and again, we're in this red hat, blue hat world, where if you ask the, one of the red hats, do you think Trump said that? They're going to say, no, he's a defender of Social Security. And then they would then turn it and say, no, it's Joe Biden, who during the State of the Union address said he would never cut it. It's we're in this upside down world where what is true and what is believed are two very different things in most cases.
I think that's right. But I also think like what Trump sort of learned in his multiple verdicts against him and judgments against him when, you know, now he is actually needed to find 80 something million dollars and hundreds of millions more. It's one thing to craft a narrative and like, especially with friendly media, you know, like it's fully bought and paid for right wing corporate propaganda. It's not media. But when, and you know, Fox is just the tip of the iceberg of their operation. He can spin any narrative he wants, but it's sort of different when you do have the tape of him saying the words, right? And he's saying, I'm going to cut Social Security. And then Biden is out there saying, I fought pharma and now Medicare can negotiate drug prices. And you ask people about that. And they love it. And then they unpromptedly say, or unprompted, they say, I just got a free shingles vaccine. You know, I just got this other free vaccine. Things that they know tangibly that President Biden has done. When Donald Trump was president, it's easy to craft a narrative when it's like, oh, all the things I will do, you know, like when he first ran. But he was president.
Right.
He had time where he did things. And the things he did was he put the arsonists in charge of Social Security and handed them a tank of gas and a thing of matches. Those are his actions, not his lies.
Now, the thing that I think is important remembering, you know, Trump's budgets all called for cuts to Social Security and Medicare, right?
Every single one of them, because that's Republican orthodoxy, right? And you know that. And I do think that it's widely not understood, which is why they, you know, last State of the Union, the Republicans went nuts when Biden just accurately described what they are doing and what their ethos is. One of their North Stars is the destruction of Social Security. But, and what you're describing is also what they know. It's actually that if you go out into America, it does not matter who you're talking to, a MAGA hat wearing, you know, person in wherever, or a riding with Biden person wherever, does not matter. Geographically, demographically, everyone loves Social Security. And so the political party that is connected to destroying it needs to do everything in their power to not let that story get out to the American people. But narrative is not truth. And that's the thing, Rick. You're a truth teller, right? Like, you know that you can look and you can find what is actually happening. And the Republicans who don't believe that Donald Trump put Mick Mulvaney in charge of figuring out ways to dismantle Social Security, like, they're wrong. That is the truth. And we do need to just get that story out there as widely as possible. And the way to do it, we do our part, but the way to do it is for Biden to pick that fight, like he did in the budget. And he said, this is our moral vision on Social Security, on Medicare. This is our moral vision for the future of the country. What's your vision? And Donald Trump responded, I want to cut Social Security. That's his moral vision, so he can give another tax handout to billionaires.
You know, what do you say to the argument, though, that, you know, this is, and I've made this argument in the past as well, that, you know, if Biden's for it, Trump's got to be against it. If Biden's against it, Trump's got to be for it. It's the binary of the red hat, blue hat. You know, what do you say to that argument, that that's the reason that he came out? Look, he's always wanted to cut it. It's been part of his budgets, as you've laid out. It is the Republican on their wet dream wish list from the day of its inception until today. But what do you say that this just came out because if Biden said during the State of the Union, like he did, I'm going to be the one who protects it, Trump's got to be the one who destroys it?
I think there's a lot to that. I also think that Social Security is sort of unique because the numbers are so wildly, it's 90%. 90% of people, Republican in America, 90% of Americans, Republicans, independents, Democrats, all say absolutely not one penny of cuts to Social Security. This is where I always make the joke that far more people in America believe in the Loch Ness Monster than want to cut Social Security, according to public opinion polling. So yes, there usually is that. They sort of, if you're for it, we're against it, and vice versa. But on Social Security, Donald Trump, I expect him to actually react each time he is accused of wanting to do what he does want to do, cut Social Security. He will try to just dissemble. He'll try to talk his way out of it. And if you listen to the whole Squawk Box interview and you can put up with his word soup, you know, word jumble thing he does, you can tell he is trying to do that.
Yeah.
He's trying to give a wink and a nod, like, yeah, there's a lot we can do on cuts. And then he pivots right into the just tired Republican talking points of waste, fraud, and abuse, right? Like that he's trying to do the two-step. But he was too slow today. I think he's got a lot on his mind.
Yeah, I made the mistake of reading the transcript. I didn't want to watch it. I wanted to read the transcript. That's really hard.
Yeah, you're like
none of it. Like, I mean, I had to read some of it
thrown at a paper.
Yeah, exactly. I had to read it a couple of times to go, how does this make any sense? And look, you know, I've gotten accustomed to Trump speak. So, you know, when you hear it, you go, well, he's just blathering on. But when you read it, wow. I mean, that's the part that got me, because in the paragraph that he was talking about cutting Social Security, there came up a Regeneron, the 1929 Depression. I mean, there was just, like you said, a bunch of words thrown at a page without much rhyme or reason. It was disconcerting. I mean, it was bizarre.
I don't know if you saw, this is a digression, but if you saw Jimmy Kimmel read the attacks on him from Trump, I mean, it was the same thing, right? Like, if you sit there and read it, you're like, whoa, what is this even? Like, this is beyond incoherent. I do think there is, you know, malice behind it. I think he has, for a long time, he just throws so many